425-5040.
Use your smile to change the world, but don't let the world change your smile. North Arkansas Dental Group, formerly known as Coleman Family Dentistry, is a proud supporter of Mountain Home Bombers. A family-friendly dental office providing a state-of-the-art clinic, North Arkansas Dental Group is dedicated to you, your health, and especially your smile. Visit us at our new location at 2338 Highway 62 West or call 870-424-4670. Go Bombers.
The best treatment begins with the best diagnosis, and Drs. Tom Knox, Russ Rawls, Jason McConnell, and Don Franklin at Knox Orthopedics base their practice on this philosophy. They utilize state-of-the-art MRI diagnostic equipment, so you can rest assured any surgical procedures and recommended therapies for your degenerative condition or injury are going to produce the best possible outcome. Knox Orthopedics, providing orthopedic excellence since 1983.
Visit KnoxOrthopedics.com.
Hi, this is Katie at Farmers and Merchants Bank, inviting you to join us for our first Friday coffee talk on February 2nd. Who is ready for spring sports? Representatives from the Arkansas State Mountain Home Trailblazers will give an update on the upcoming season. Local shops will showcase the best gift for your Valentine. Come shop for your loved ones at Coffee Talk. Stop by our location next to Hickory Park on Friday, February 2nd at 8 a.m. at Farmers and Merchants Bank. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
And we welcome you into the Central Heating and Cooling Halftime Show here on Classic Hits 101.7. KCTT, Yellville Mountain Home. Matt Sharp being joined here by, at the broadcast position by Coach Dale Leonard. Right now the boys are up 23-21, but Dale, congratulations on the victory 52-49 over Alma tonight.
Thank you, I'm telling you, I'm proud of our kids, and I will take it. This is big girl basketball, and I don't care where anybody is in the standings. Every team could beat you on any given night, especially on the road.
Yep. You know, it's especially in an arena like this.
Yeah. I mean, you know, I've probably had 10 people stop me and ask me about, you know, or comment about shooting in this arena. And sure, yeah, it's different. It's like a collegiate arena. There's a lot of depth perception with the backdrop, and then the lighting's a little different. Mm-hmm. And you got the dark green seats in here. It's just as different as anything you'll ever see. I don't really want to get caught up in that, because it's not – you can have a bad shooting night, but it's the 31 points we gave up in the first half.
Yeah.
And, you know, we locked down a little bit better in the second half and gave up 18 points. You know, that's it's almost half of what we gave up in the first half. So, really, you play defense the way you're supposed to, you win that game. Even though you have an off night shooting, you win that game by double digits.
I'll tell you what, I will have to give a lot of credit to Jordan Gramlich. She is one of the best players in the conference.
Well, I'm going to tell you, I was scared to death when because Witten physically is the person that we matched up well with her. And when Witten went out, I was extremely concerned, number one, for Witten's health, but the other is that we didn't match up with Gramlich. Now, I thought that Bailey Rittenberg not only gave us some great minutes on her, but she also just played a really awesome all-around game, and Bailey was awesome tonight, and I told her that, and she's a big reason why we came away with a win. Anna McCarn switched over on her there at the end and had some big defensive moments. I'm just really, really proud of our kids. You're going to have games like that, and it's just no matter how much you fight and you grind, it just seems like nothing's going down. You're not getting any breaks. They were very, very physical, and the officials let us play. I'll say that.
Yes, they did.
And our girls just fought. I mean, they fought really hard. Now, there's some things we can do better, and we know that, but that's what we're all about, is trying to get better every day.
And, well, and that will definitely help if they make that work, because the competition doesn't get any easier. You go to Russellville Tuesday night.
Well, people are going to start, you know, this summer, Coach and I, we ripped everybody apart man-to-man this summer, and going into the fall, we knew we had to get better with our zone stuff, because people in this league primarily play zone. Well, now they're starting to try to play man on us and just really push us off screens and stuff like that, and we have to get better at executing that. You know, Greenbrier came out and tried to do it. Alma did an outstanding job tonight. We knew after watching the Cylon game on film, that's probably what we were going to see. And then I can tell you right now, Russellville is going to try to do it. And we just got to get better with our offensive execution. But even more important than that, we got to put four quarters together of great defensive basketball.
Yeah.
And that's something that has to be so important to our team.
Again, congratulations on the win tonight, and good luck Tuesday.
Thanks a lot, man. I'll take it. I'm super proud of our kids.
You bet. Thanks, Del.
Thank you.
That was Mount Tom Girls Coach Del Leonard. We'll take a break, come back, and look at our halftime numbers. Right now, Alma is up on Mount Tom in this boys matchup, 23-21. You're listening to the Central Heating and Cooling Halftime Show on Classic Hits 101.7.
Don't wake up in the middle of the night with icicles hanging from your nose because your heat went out. Call Central Heating and Cooling today if you need a new system or to start a planned maintenance for us to come out and clean and check your unit, change the air filters to ensure your comfort and safety. And as always, our planned maintenance customers are a top priority. Call us today at 425-4717 or visit centralheatingandcooling.net. Turn to the experts at Central Heating and Cooling, your Carrier factory authorized dealer, where comfort exceeds expectations.
Big Bucks Brad.
What's that noise?
That's our transfer portal. That's how we send out our big boxes now. And with our transfer portal, you don't have to worry about the big box purchase leaving after 1 year.
What's that?
That's a Gosney pizza oven going out.
And that?
There goes a Samsung TV.
And
Harbaugh Cam. Just me checking the competition.
Brad's Home Entertainment, next to Walmart Mountain Home. Check out the portal at bigboxbrad.com.
ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty provides dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The work ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They will be cheering you on every step of the way. Go Bombers!
Back on the Central Heating and Cooling Halftime Show. Right now, Mount Tom's boys trailing Alma 23-21 at the break. Right now, Mount Tom's leading scorer is Ryder McClain with 13. He really had a great first quarter.
They played great. And good thing, too, because Dewey, who is our normal leader, had a rough one.
Yeah,
right?
Yes. Blaine Tate, Braden Dewey, Levi Uchman, and Drew Haney with 2 points each. Well, I tell you, you talk about an almost evenly distributed scoring for Alma. 5 for Camden Curd, 3 each for Kermani Smith, Easton Boggs, Chris Salazar, and Hudson Boggs, and 2 each for Matthew Rogers, Eddie Tate, and Tyree McGill. This game has had 4 lead changes and no ties so far. And what are some of those numbers you got there?
Yeah, so this is the big stat. Right now, Alma is out-rebounding the Bombers 16-11. And I'd say over half of those are probably on the offensive side of the glass. There was 4, I know, in one possession. Turnover-wise, been a pretty clean game. Mountain Home has 3 turnovers and Alma with 2.
It's impressive for Alma to be doing that without the presence of Towns Robinson, too.
Yeah, it is. Mountain Home really got to see this as taking advantage of this with Towns Robinson out. He's another big that's down low. They need to take advantage of him being out and try to sneak one away on the road here.
Well, that's going to wrap up the Central Heating and Cooling Halftime Show. We're going to take a break, come back, and get the second half started in a moment. It is Alma leading Mount Tom 23-21. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
The holidays have you in a money crunch, but your furnace is acting up and you need a new heating system? Central Heating and Cooling is here to help, and we have financing options available for you with approved credit. Stop by our office today at 1585 South College or give us a call at 425-4717. You can even apply online at our website at centralheatingandcooling.net. Look for the financing tab. We are not comfortable.